It is time for the Posey County Fair 2026, and we are with J.C. Jarvis here at the Posey County Fair to talk about what all is coming up next year. So first of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm
doing very well. So the real fair, a lot of the events kick off Monday, but this all starts with you guys, the pageant.
Yes, so, the pageant is considered the pre-fair event.
And of course, handing over of the torch, you might say, for a lot of it. So there on Saturday, there are a few things going on prior to that. The Saddle Club has their showings going on from noon until 4 o'clock. But then you guys take over up here in the community center at 6. So tell us a little bit about what all is going on there.
So at 6 o'clock, the Princess and Duchess pageants begin. And then immediately following that, we try and start as soon as that's over. Pictures are done. And then we get into the Teen Queen and Queen pageant, which is, of course, another big event that we have going on because the new Miss Posey County will take over her reign.
There you go. So as far as handing over, I mean, leading up to this, are you giving advice to them on what's coming, or is this kind of a, you wait to see who gets the new title and takes over?
We kind of talk about it a little bit. I know I knew what was going to happen just from being previous royalty from Teen Queen in 2021, but some of the girls do come in blind, and so they'll ask me, they're like, what am I even signing up for? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the best year of your life. You're just all over the county in a crown, and you get to wave at little girls, and they're so excited to see you, and it's so much fun. So I do go over a bit of the responsibilities, but Amber and Alyssa really dive into it the day after the fair. You kind of get your, or the day after the pageant, and you kind of get your schedule for the fair. You get through fair week, and then they're like, okay, here's what's really going to happen.
Calms down a little bit. Hopefully.
It slows down, and then it's kind of as busy as you make it. Like you don't have to do as much. I tried to do at least one fundraiser volunteer thing for the month, at least through the fall. Once spring hit and there was school and graduation and dances and stuff, we kind of slowed down a little bit, but I tried to keep us pretty busy.
Well, I mean, it's always fun to not just to get out there and I guess you could say compete against other contestants, but then the glory for the following year.
Yes.
And if you do it right, I mean, it'd be up to 4 years, right? With the four different ranks of...
Yeah. If you start in our princess category, you get to do it four different times, which is a lot of fun. And then if you're Miss Posey County, you actually go to the Miss Indiana State Fair pageant in January of the next year. And that's a lot of fun. And I mean, if you play your cards right there, you could have another year of reign as Miss Posey County State Fair.
So all that is taking place on Saturday. Again, Princess and Duchess start at 6. The Teen Queen and Queen pageants there to follow. The note here does say that there is food available for that too. And this is open to the public. So,
and it is open to the public. I believe tickets are $5 a person, and there's concessions in the back. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. And then we move into Sunday, more pre-fair action there. And this is looks more like the 4-H show. So the open beef show check-in, the junior leaders food booth, which they've always got good food down there
it's
too.
It's so good.
And then the open beef show in the arena at 5:30 on Sunday. Did we miss anything there on Sunday?
I don't think so.
Okay. So then we go forward to Monday and the, I don't want to say getting the real fair started, but the
official fair
starts. It's no longer the pre-fair. It's the official fair starting Monday. I think one of the things we ought to let everybody know here is, I believe it used to be Monday through Thursday. There was always a meal in the community event center.
Yes.
This year it's Monday through Friday.
And it's such good food. My favorite day personally is the ham loaf day. You cannot miss out on ham loaf day. It's the best day of the indoor meals of the week.
Yeah, and looking at those meals, Monday is by the Posey County Fair Association. Tuesday, North Posey Relay for Life. Wednesday is the Posey County Extension Homemakers, as well as Thursday and Friday there. Great meals every day, 5 to 7 here in the community center. The one thing I remember everybody saying is, it's air conditioned.
It is.
It's always a hot week and it's air conditioned.
It's nice to get up here and get in the AC, and there's always something going on in the community center. Like on some days you're watching the talent show. On Tuesday you're watching the Little and Tiny Miss pageant. So you've got some entertainment going on while you're enjoying the fantastic food.
Yeah. And then speaking of those, Monday's event here in the community center, 5:30 is the 10-year recognition and the 4-H food auction. So a lot of food at the fair. But then 7 o'clock every night is the main events in the main arena, and that starts the professional rodeo night one of two of the professional rodeo Monday night at 7 o'clock there. they've been coming for several years now, too, and it's a good show.
It's a fan favorite, definitely. It's backed by popular demand.
Tuesday, the Tiny and Little Miss contest. That's more your guys' action there.
Yes, so. It's another pageant that Posey County Royalty Pageants puts on, and it is just the cutest thing ever. I mean, the beautiful baby contest is adorable, but once those little girls get up there and they're in charge, it's fantastic. That's been one of my favorite events to be a part of when I was teen queen and I got to ask them their onstage question. The answers I got were just fantastic. And I had to hold it together and not giggle because they were just so funny. And then last year as the MC, it's just one of the best nights of the fair.
Since you opened yourself up there, what is the craziest answer to a question that you've asked one of those kids?
Oh, goodness. I want to say once I asked... The question was, what's your favorite thing to do with your family? And a little girl said, eat dinner. That was it.
Okay.
She just said,
a family girl.
Eat dinner. and I was like, all right, eat dinner. That sounds good to me.
That'll work. Of course, out at the main arena again on Tuesday, it is the second night of the professional rodeo. And then we move forward to Wednesday, which every year, we've got the special nights here. So Wednesday is Veteran Appreciation Day. So all veterans are get free gate admission to the fair Wednesday night. But just looking over some things here, there's a lot going on Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday's busy, especially because at the main events Wednesday, we have the Color Guard presentation as to honor the veterans for Veteran Appreciation Day.
You mentioned the Beautiful Baby Contest. That is Wednesday. So.
Yes, the Beautiful Baby Contest. And then the 4-H Fashion Review is also up here in the Community Center with the Beautiful Baby Contest. Patriotic Soul is the band that we'll be playing on the outdoor stage, rain prevailing. As long as it's hot out there and not wet and hot, then they will be out there rocking out. You can come listen to them.
Now, will they move that inside if it does rain?
I believe so. Most of the time, if it rains, like last year, we had a little concert down on the stage, and as soon as we got set up, it started pouring. So we moved everything up here.
Of course, one thing that the rain can't mess up on Wednesday would be the mud volleyball, as long as there's no lightning.
Yes, rain or shine, mud volleyball is on unless there's lightning. And then sometimes they'll postpone it about an hour and see if the lightning goes away. Yeah. But that one's always fun, even just to watch, as long as if you don't want to get down there dirty in the mud, watching those kids sling themselves is always a good time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of parents whose kids are down there playing that if you saw them do it at home, you'd be really upset. But here you got to come and support your kids and have fun with it.
Yeah, and then here you get to hose them off at the animal wash station so you don't have to take them home with their muddy clothes.
And then at the same time up at the KG track, the bike and ATV drag races, which is something I've wanted to do every year and just have not found the time to come down and do it yet. So maybe this will be the year.
Maybe.
But again, a lot of parents always nervous about their kids racing. This is straight line, safe stuff. If your kids have ever wanted to race that motorcycle or four-wheeler, this is the place to do it.
Absolutely.
So, Thursday, we got First Responders Appreciation Day. Part of the First Responders night is also the talent show here in the community
yes,
center.
Yes, the talent show is your entertainment. And I believe they just opened up a new adult category. So if you're an adult and you want to get up there and show us your stuff, you are more than welcome and we'd love to have you. That's always a fun show. I've loved watching it over the years, being in it a couple of years myself. It's a good time, and it's perfect entertainment for you to come and enjoy that homemaker's meal.
And the main event in the main arena on Thursday is the Derby Scrapper Racing, which, I've heard it. I've heard it talked about. I had to pull up a video on YouTube to see what it was, and that looks like that would be a lot of fun, too. So
I'm waiting for the surprise. I'm excited to see what it is. I'm a little nervous to see what it is, but I bet it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Well, from what I saw, it's your demo derby cars, but you're driving a circle track in the mud. So, much safer.
Yes.
Also, 7 o'clock at the KG track, the truck, car, and SUV drag races. And that is open to the public, too. There's some pretty interesting stuff there every year, too.
Absolutely.
So, open to everybody. Something anybody can do without having to worry about getting hurt or anything like that. So good events Thursday there, the Derby Scrap Racing, truck, car, and SUV drag races, all that to check out. Moving right along here, Friday, live entertainment. And I think you know somebody that's going to be on that stage.
I do. I am aware of who's going to be up there. It will be me and some of my friends just jamming out, having a good time, playing all the favorite songs, country songs, rock songs. We've got it all, and it's going to be a lovely time. If it rains, I hope it doesn't. I would love to do an outdoor show. We will be in the community center for sure. And while we are doing that, there is the cornhole tournament down. It's down in front of the stage. So the cornhole guys, if you sign up, then you get to listen to the music while you play and beat your opponents for the trophy.
And sign up details for that cornhole tournament on Posey County Fair Facebook page as well to check that out. I believe there is an entry fee for that because cornhole people, they're serious. They play for money.
Oh, yes.
So that is going on Friday. Main Arena Motocross Barrel Racing, another fun event there. It's kind of funny to see everybody get down there. You're the same track that the horses run. If you've seen barrel racing for horses, it's the exact same track. Just doing it on motorcycles and four-wheelers and even the little kids out there.
Yes.
And then I forget who it was a couple of years ago that the track dried up and they brought the water truck out and they ran the water truck on the track.
Oh, goodness.
That was a hoot. So that's 7 o'clock Friday there, motocross barrel racing. And of course, the one everybody wants to see, the big ITPA Pro Series tractor pulls at the KG track back again this year, all that 7 o'clock on Friday. Did I miss anything there?
I don't think so. Friday is pretty jam-packed, but mostly at the stage, the main arena, and the Kett Gonerman track. And those tractor pulls are some serious business up there, but it's always a fun time.
Yes. So that is going on Friday here at the Posey County Fair. And then Saturday, kind of calmed down a little bit, just more of a come and hang out day and take in the fair. But, you know, what's a fair without a demolition derby?
Absolutely. So. And down here in Posey County, we know how to do a good demolition derby. It gets pretty crazy out there, but it's so much fun. It's one of my favorite events. I try not to miss it every year. I'm always like, Saturday night, we're going to the derby, and all my friends go with me. It's such a fun time.
The big thing to bring up here, kids 10 and under for free every
Absolutely.
Night. Absolutely. And you'd say, well, what do they get to do? Well, there's free carnival rides 5 to 10 every night, too. So.
There is free carnival rides. I will never forget there was a ride out there, and it was these red cups, and you just spun around in circles. And I think my friends and I rode it 20 times. We were just like, can we stay? And they would just keep spinning us in circles all over.
I can't
and
do it.
And it was a wonderful
those
time.
Things.
Really, they're my favorite.
Nope, can't do it.
Another thing for the kiddos is the Kid Zone, which is open every night, and it is free. This year, specifically, we have some butter churning lessons, which I might sneak into the Kid Zone and figure some of that out. That sounds like fun. I don't know what it entails, but I'm sure the kids will love it, as well as Hot Wheel drag races.
I saw something about that today.
Yes, yeah. It's a new event we're doing in the Kid Zone, and I had a little brother who had probably over 100 Hot Wheels at a point in his life. He would carry them around in little suitcases, so I'm excited to see these kids have these Hot Wheels and drag race them, and I'm sure it'll give them a taste for what they can do when they're older out here at the Posey County Fair.
So you got the free Kid Zone, you got the free carnival rides 5 to 10, Monday through Saturday. A lot of other shows going on, too. The animal shows, of course, and that's packed throughout the week. If you want to see that, we would miss them if we tried to list them all here.
But, oh, there's so many, but I will say my personal favorites are the goat show and the swine show. I don't think I've missed those in at least the past 5 years. They're the best shows. I mean, beef shows are fine, but I have a soft spot in my heart for pigs, and so that swine show is just my favorite. And the goats are really funny because those little kids, the goats just drag them right through there, and I just love to watch it.
Well, you know, I'm looking through the list here, and I've got a 8 and a 6-year-old daughter and 3-year-old boy, and Rural King, okay? You got the chickens, you got the ducks. I'm a sucker. I see ducks. Can you have them? Yeah, I guess you can have them. So we have 14 ducks at home and 9 ducklings, and I don't know what to do with them, but if there was a duck show, I'd have to bring my daughter down so there was a purpose to the mess I have at home. But
you know, I'm really surprised we haven't gotten to a duck show. There's the cat show, the dog show. I know somebody who came out the other day and was showing birds for their 4-H fair project, so we should really get ducks roped right into that.
They're not very obedient. I think that's probably the problem.
That could have something to do with it.
So a lot going on. It's the 167th Posey County Fair. It all begins this Saturday, July 11th, and just runs through the whole week. A lot going on, cheap for the whole family. Hopefully, we get some decent weather this year.
Hopefully. Last year was a rainy one, but hopefully this year, I can't promise that it'll be cool, but I'm hoping it'll be dry.
But all that coming up this coming week here at the 167th Posey County Fair. That's JC Jarvis with us here at Posey County Radio, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anything else you need, you let us know. We'll try to get the word out for you here at Posey County Radio. So thank you again.
Thank you.